And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from the Sitka Health Summit Coalition. Anthony Treyas is a health educator at Search, and Lloyd Platson's with Sitka Counseling. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, you're here to talk about an upcoming health networking and learning luncheon that's going to be on Thursday noon at UAS. Anthony, tell us what's going to be the focus of this event.
Yeah, so this coming Thursday, the focus will be really bringing together an opportunity for people who are dealing with health in a number of different areas, number of different ways, and an opportunity for us to get together and network. Is a big part of it, but also sharing information that is relevant and helpful for whatever program or program they may be involved in pertaining to health at this time.
So when you say us, what does that encompass? Who's the us that you want to see show up?
Yeah, we want to see really everybody and anybody who's dealing with health in whatever means that means to them. So people in the community, as far as, well, one example is we have a lot of people who are nonprofits. We have a lot of over 100 people in nonprofits, and I believe a lot of them are dealing with health, whether that's making food more accessible, housing, anything really pertains to ultimately to improving one's health are invited, and would love to see them there.
So you're talking about individual as well as community health. So
yes,
whatever orientation or that you or your organization has. Lloyd, would you like to talk about this a little bit further? You look like you'd like to say something.
Well, I think, you know, the importance of this is that one of the things that we had learned at one of the conferences that we were at is that sometimes communities are resource-rich and coordination-poor, which means that there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the community, but there's no coordinated efforts to really focus that energy towards, in this case, health issues. And we're really looking at health in a really pretty broad framework in terms of it. Individuals that may not be in the health sector may have interest in some aspects of health. And I think Anthony mentioned, you know, like a community garden that has connections to health. It brings people together. It produces locally healthy food. So we're looking at a really, hopefully, a broad spectrum of people that can come together and just look at different health-related issues or other issues in our community that affects the community health. So oftentimes I think we look at, you know, we think about physical health, maybe mental health, but there's, you know, social health, there's spiritual health, there's all kinds of things that come into that fill that formula. And so that's really what we're looking at. And this first session that we're going to do on this Thursday is really having people come together, share what their priorities might be, what their interests might be, and the impact that we could have together on the health of our community. So it's really an opportunity to network and maybe, especially this first one, networking and identifying issues, and then future ones, we're hoping to do it once a month. Mm-hmm. And the future ones might center around actually learning some stuff. We've been working with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation in their coaching program. We've been involved in another program called SCALE, which I don't remember what the acronym is for, but it's really to help focus communities on health equity and looking at those individuals that may be underserved just because of the way the system exists. So really looking at a lot of different issues.
So you've been referring to the Sitka Health Summit when you're saying we. It's a coalition. Mm. Why don't you describe a little bit about what this coalition is? You just basically went over its goals and its mission and maybe a little bit of its history for folks who aren't familiar.
Well, the Sitka Health Summit's been in existence for, we just celebrated the 10th year of the quarterly great gathering, the planning day. So we've been in existence for about 10 years. You know, people have kind of changed and come and gone throughout that process, but the goal has always been the same, is to really look at initiatives within our community that will have an impact on the health of our community. You look back, you know, some of the projects were like the Fish to Schools program, community gardens, the Fellowship Farm at St. Peter's. There's been a lot of different initiatives throughout the time. And so when we look at the health summit, right now there's, you know, there's St. Peter's involved, search is involved, Sitka Counseling is involved, the Sitka Conservation Society. We have a core team of about, I think, six people right now that are really focused on working through some of these processes and then bringing it to the larger community. So the Sitka Health Summit can be made up of anybody that wants to join and is concerned with health issues and equity issues within our community.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned the Robert Wood Johnson coaching program. This is year-long. It's for health coalitions. Mm-hmm. Explain how this fits in with the health networking and learning luncheon that's coming up.
Yeah, well, this coaching program is really an opportunity for the coalition to receive coaching to help with our goals as far as the health programs that we're hoping to, or the so the coaching allows us an opportunity to bring somebody in who that can lead us through being able to accomplish the goals that we have for our coalition. And so the program is a year-long coaching, and we were just accepted here the end of last year for the 12 months of coaching, and we're really excited about it because it allows us to really focus our core group and allows us to really take the steps in order to really focus our efforts, and then also to disseminate information that we're learning during this coaching program.
And we're hoping to, right now, one of the things that we're doing in terms of the coaching is really looking at some of the goals that we have and then kind of narrowing it down to see what issues we think we need to focus on. Like I mentioned one earlier is that, you know, that we're resource-rich, coordination-poor, and this coaching program will help us narrow those, I guess, our vision a little bit to say, okay, what are some of the primary issues that are facing our community? And then how can we take the steps necessary to address those issues in a coordinated way, creating a common language, a common vision about what we need to do? So I guess it's about learning the skills, maybe community organizing skills, and creating that language. So it's an exciting thing right now for us.
Okay. So again, who should show up at the luncheon this Thursday?
Anybody that has any interest whatsoever in community health, and again, in a really broad term, again, way beyond the physical, because that's what we typically think, you know, in terms of social connections, services to underserved, anybody that, or if you just have an interest or thought like, I'm not sure I know what this is about, but I'm going to go and find out. So we're inviting anybody and everybody that would like to attend.
Okay, this is a luncheon, so will lunch be provided?
Yes, lunch will be provided for the first 30 people, so we hope to get you there early and get you some lunch.
Okay, so that's this Thursday, noon, room 229 at UAS. Any parting thoughts before we close?
Just a general invitation to whoever's interested to come and check it out, and for those people who know a little bit more about it, to really come with some ideas in mind about how we can improve the health and well-being of our community.
Okay, yes. Great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Lloyd Platson with Sitka Counseling and Anthony Treyas with Search.